Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I welcome you to God's house for worship today. There are some announcements for today. First, I'd like to welcome Reverend Denny Roan, who will be bringing us our message today while Pastor Ben is enjoying some rest and relaxation. Thank you to all those who helped with our rummage sale yesterday. Your help is greatly appreciated. The reason we're up here this morning is because everything has not been cleared out from the fellowship hall yet, but we rejoice in that opportunity yesterday. Please be reminded that next Sunday, September 6th, we will be worshiping via Zoom only. There will be no in-person worship. That Zoom worship service will be at 10:30. It will also be Holy Communion, so please remember to have your own elements for communion ready for that service. CEC will be meeting Monday at 7 on the Parsonage lawn. And now I would just ask that you stand and give the passing of fellowship. Or the wave, the elbow. Our watchword for this week comes from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Liturgy for discipleship. What shall we render to the Lord for all his bounty to us?
We will offer to the Lord the sacrifices of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Gracious God, for revealing yourself to us as one who created all things, who gave us dominion over all the earth, who called us into a covenant relationship with you, who has given us the privilege of being your ambassadors in our world, who loves us as your children through Jesus Christ our Lord.
We give you our heartfelt thanks.
Jesus Christ our Savior, because you were willing to come to earth in the likeness of humanity, to take the form of a servant, because you became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, because God has highly exalted you and bestowed on you the name which is above every name, that at your name every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father.
We humbly bow before you in praise and adoration.
Holy Spirit, for dwelling within us and calling us to God by the gospel, for preserving us in the true faith, for leading the church on earth in its mission, for pointing the way of discipleship to each of us.
We acknowledge your presence and power among us.
Jesus said, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples."
We hear your call to discipleship. Master, teach us the way we should go.
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear much fruit, and that